Welcome to Expert Genealogy Tips, a podcast created by Legacy Tree Genealogists, the world's largest genealogy research firm. From understanding DNA to searching archives, you'll learn the tips and strategies to begin or continue your own research. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we'll help you discover your family story and ancestors with accuracy and peace of mind. At Legacy Tree Genealogists, put your family history in our hands. Welcome to Expert Genealogy Tips, and I've got a great question for you today. It's going to be answered by Paul Woodbury from our genetic genealogy team. My mom was married 5 or 6 times according to the Social Security Administration. Where do I start researching? How do I find documentation for her now that she has passed? This might sound like a really specific question, but it's going to help anyone who's trying to find documentation for deceased family members. Start by making a timeline of your family member's life. Find out where they were at different times. Based off the information you're able to gather, you can then go searching for marriage and vital records. Marriages that end in divorce will also have divorce records available somewhere. Start with looking for documentation before you look to DNA test results for guidance, because you don't know if there were children with each marriage. If your relative did have children in other marriages, then you might be able to use DNA test results from different children in each marriage to help identify the fathers of each individual. If there were no other children, then you really need to rely on the documentary trail to identify the spouses and what happened in each relationship. It can be a little bit complicated for sure. When reconstructing a timeline of your relative's life, you're going to want to look for city directories, different residences at different times, census records, marriage and divorce records, and court records. Legacy Tree's genetic genealogy team can help look for both traditional documentation and then weave in DNA test results to help you find out more about your deceased family members. We hope this information helped, and we'll see you at the next episode. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Expert Genealogy Tips. If you have more questions and would like to schedule a one-on-one consultation with one of our professional genealogists, visit our website at legacytree.com. Be sure to follow and subscribe, and we'll see you next time at Expert Genealogy Tips from Legacy Tree Genealogists.